Mullet Row would be a great band name.
And it got sold.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town. I'm on a mission, and it's row. You know, fish eggs.
Do you have row?
We have the mullet row, yeah.
Score! I discovered mullet roe at Tom Robinson's last year, and it is so delicious smoked. I smoke it on my grill with a tinfoil pouch of wood chips. My mouth waters just thinking about it.
I am leaving the studio at University Place. It's roe or bust.
I arrive at Tom Robinson's, and...
Hi! Do you have roe?
We sell roe, but we are out.
I'm crushed! The anticipation, the letdown. I should have come earlier. And then as I wallow in gratuitous self-pity, a couple walks in, and I hear the word sashimi.
Do they say that you're making sashimi with flounder?
As a special New Year's treat, they wrap flounder in seaweed called kombu and let it marinate overnight.
The seaweed would take a reasonable amount of the water out from, you know, flounder and put more umami. Stuff inside of the flounder, so it makes both good.
In Japanese, it's called kobujime, literally seaweed wrapped.
My flounder is done, and now I've unwrapped the little treasure package. That's smooth.
When life says no to roe, consult a fellow customer at Tom Robinson Seafood and discover something new. I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you have a little-known thing or experience that should be featured on Two for Two? Email me, Shayla, at WCHL.com. That's Shayla, C-H-E-L-A. Until the next two.